Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. We have been trained through the prideful perspective of many that we are only to look to and believe that which we can see and physically experience here on earth. But the truth is, spiritual realities are more real than physical ones. God is calling you to live a life for that which is unseen. He is calling you out of the cycle of worldly pursuit into a greater calling of eternal significance. Nothing matters more than eternal realities. What you do with the truths you're about to hear will not only affect your eternal destiny, it will also transform how you live on this side of eternity. May looking to that which is unseen guide you into deeper and more impactful encounters with the living God. In today's message titled, "The Unseen is More Real Than You Thought," Evangelist Paul Akwa explores what it means to have our perspectives shift toward the things of God rather than the things of this world. Let's join in.
Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see, to the carnal mind, this sounds impossible. How can you look at something if you cannot see it? Let me refer you to another powerful text of scripture, and that's in Hebrews chapter 11. I read verses 1 and 2. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. You see, so hope is unseen, faith is evidence of things not seen. We are talking about not focusing on things around you or the situation you are in, but about looking into the unseen. You see, you can see something with your heart, my friend. You have the ability to picture things in your mind. That's what hope is. The way to do that is with your hope. Control your thoughts in a positive way instead of negative way. Hope is the ability to see something that isn't present right there or isn't real at that moment, but you can visualize it and you can see. Hope is having a positive vision. You see, look into the spiritual mirror, which is the word of God. Until you draw your curtains and look outside, you wouldn't know what's happening outside. If you are indoors and you don't draw your curtains or you look into the window, you wouldn't see the things that's happening outside. Until you look to God, until you study the Bible, until you read the Bible, you wouldn't know what is happening in the spiritual realm. Jesus said in John chapter 6 that the words that I speak to you are spirit and life. So when you are reading the Bible, it's just digging into spiritual realm. God is spirit, so you need to worship him in spirit and in truth. We walk by faith, not by sight. Don't focus on what you see. When God appeared to Abraham and said, "I am your shield," Abraham said, "See, I don't have a child." It's not about what you have or don't have. It's about what God has already done. The Bible says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. The book of Ephesians chapter 1. So let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 15 and I read from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a special dream saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I'm your safe place. Your reward will be very great." Then Abraham said, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I have no child." You see, other versions of the Bible says, "See, I have no child. And the one who is to receive what belongs to me is Eliezer of Damascus." Abraham said, "Because you have not given me a child, one born in my house will be given all I have." Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, "This man will not be given what is yours, but he who will come from your own body will be given what's yours." He took him outside and said, "Now look up into heavens and add up the stars, if you are able to number them." Then he said to him, your children and your children's children will be as many as the stars. At this time, I'm telling you, Abraham had no child, as the scripture refers to. But God said that, look into heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them, your children and your children's children will be as many as the stars. Friend, look into the spiritual realm. Look unto God. Look towards heaven. It's not about what you have or have not got. Anytime you pray, you are looking into heaven. Your prayers go up to heaven as a memorial offering before God. They go up as sweet incense before God. Things are happening in the spiritual realm. You cannot see it now with your naked eye, but they are happening. Don't focus on what you see now, but focus on the unseen. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, the Bible says that no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Not I will make you a father of many nations, but I have already made you. This is God speaking. He has already done things in the spiritual realm that are going to be manifested in the physical. Say hallelujah to it. There's another Bible account where God appeared to Jeremiah, a youth, and he said, you will be sent to proclaim my word. And Jeremiah said, seeing I am a youth, but God said, I ordained you prophet before I formed you in your mother's womb. My friend, things are happening in the spiritual realm. Don't focus on what you see, but the unseen. I hear someone saying life is tough, seeing I am jobless. But God is saying to you, I have made a better job available before you lost that one. Someone is saying, seeing I am poor. But God is saying, I have blessed you and prospered you. Seeing I am down, you will not remain there. I have delivered you from your afflictions. If you fall 7 times, you will rise again. I have made you a champion. Even our faith has conquered the world. I hear somebody saying all is not well, seeing I am in trouble. But the Lord is saying many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Friend, delay is not denial. God will accomplish what he has started. Keep waiting for the day. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:13 that, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. The Bible says, hope that is seen is no hope at all. Hope is unseen. Look at Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Let me repeat that part. Romans 8, 24. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Hope that is seen is not hope. Hope is seeing something that cannot be seen. Hallelujah. The unseen is very important. If you want to live a victorious life, walk by faith, not by sight. Don't focus on what you see. Why? Because the Christian life is not about what we see. It's about the unseen. The Bible says we live by faith, not by sight. Faith isn't believing in things that don't exist. Faith is believing in things that do exist. They just don't exist in the physical world. If you hope for what you do not see, with perseverance, you will wait eagerly for it. That's why we have to focus on the unseen. Believe that faith draws out this unseen realm with God's power into the seen realm, and it will change things. It will change the physical reality. The things that you are seeing that are negative, the spiritual realm with its power bring things according to the way they should, and things will turn around for your good. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's the spiritual that manifests to the physical, so don't focus on what you see. There are things that exist that are reality. They are just not physical reality. They are in the spiritual realm, and faith is just releasing the unseen reality as revealed in the Word of God. Faith will take what God said more than what the doctor said. Faith will take more than what the banker said. Faith will take what God said more than what your friend may say. And you just take the Word of God and you really believe that it's real, even though you cannot feel it, even though you cannot touch it, even though you cannot see it, but it's real. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will not do, or has he spoken and will not make it good? This is a question in Numbers 23 verse 19. Spiritual reality is greater and more real than physical reality. The spiritual realm was before the physical realm. God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet." So these things had already happened in the spiritual realm. When the angel appeared to Virgin Mary and said she was going to conceive and give birth to our Lord Jesus, Mary said, "How can this be, seeing I know no man?" You see, meaning that she had not had any relationship with a man because she was a virgin. The angel said the Holy Spirit will make it possible. As if God was saying, "I already did this before the foundation of this earth." The word was just fulfilling what he said in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." He was just saying that 700 years before the angel appeared to Mary, the event had already been prophesied. "A virgin shall give birth to a son and call his name Emmanuel," meaning God with us. God did this years before the angel appeared to Mary. God chose us even before the foundation of the earth. The spiritual realm will exist even after the physical realm is destroyed. The spiritual realm is the parent force, and the parent force is greater than force that it creates, you know? It's the spiritual which is creating the physical. If you are born again, you are completely brand new. Don't look on the outside, look on the inside. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, everything is new. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So our righteousness is not from us, it's from God. We are the righteousness of God, but you couldn't see how this is possible if you look on the outside instead of looking on the inside. When you find out that your born-again spirit inside you is righteous, then you will understand. Knowing that you have become a brand new person, then you are able to see and have a vision of who you are in Christ. You have to see yourself spiritually, not physically. And that's the way you see yourself, the way God sees you. There are people who have knowledge and understanding, but they don't see themselves the way God sees them. They see themselves with all their problems and the things that they are disappointed with. But God sees you in the spirit. You need to change the way you see yourself. The unseen is so important, my friend. We are the righteousness of God, but you couldn't see how this is possible if you look on the outside instead of looking on the inside. When you find out that your born-again spirit inside you is righteous, you will understand. You are a brand new person. There is a spiritual world. There is a spiritual realm. There is a spiritual reality. When you got born again, God placed Jesus inside you. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 9 that, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. You see, so God put his Spirit in you. You are righteous in the spiritual realm. Don't look on the outside. God's Spirit is inside you, so you can say, "Abba, Father." That power that is inside you is at your disposal. He places power in you. He places Spirit in you. You have got to release it. But to do that, you have to believe that there are things that are real in the spiritual world. Believe that faith draws out this unseen realm with God's power into the seen realm. And it will change things. It will change the physical reality. And I pray that you will now see yourself in the unseen. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then there is no way you will be able to comprehend this. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.